Gospel Meditation for the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's scripture is from the 18th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. Music is Ebbs and Flows by Kevin MacLeod in the public domain. This week's guided prayer is an Ignatian meditation. If you are unfamiliar with meditation in the Ignatian tradition, please read the introduction on the meditation webpage. After you finish your prayer, don't forget to write a brief review of what happened. Some suggested questions are on the webpage. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for the grace to respond to Jesus' invitation to you today. If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I truly tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I truly tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. What phrases or ideas in this passage have moved you, made you feel something? Perhaps consoled or surprised or disturbed or encouraged. Can you identify the phrase and the feeling? Ask God what it means that you were moved in this way. Jesus instructs the disciples to deal directly with a brother or sister who sins against them. He says, if they listen to you, you have regained that one. His attitude towards conflict is to deal directly with the other and work toward reconciliation rather than to win or punish. How does this counsel affect you? Is it your usual way of dealing with someone who has hurt you? Or is Jesus inviting you to a new approach? Jesus highlights the importance of the community in the role of reconciling the sinner and in his presence among us. How do you experience yourself as a part of the Christian community? What does it mean to you to be committed to that community? Take a few moments to talk with Jesus about all you have reflected on and what you are feeling and thinking right now. Speak with him as you would to a friend, sharing and listening. When you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.